Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line our good friend Abil Sardi, who is a great supporter of Radio Liberty. And we're going to be talking about many of the problems that face medicine today. And we're going to be talking, I think, at least in part, about the statin drugs that are being given to people all across America to lower their cholesterol. Oh, you've just got to take Lipitor. You've got to take this other statin drug. You've got to get your cholesterol level down. Because after all, it used to be perfectly all right to have it at 230, but now if it's not down to 200 or less, or maybe even 180, why you're going to die someday. And of course, that's the approach they use. And I think this is one of the greatest scams of all time. I had a recent visit with a friend of mine in Southern California, physician, who said, you got to do some programs on Lipitor. A fully 50%, 60% of the patients who come to my office are on Lipitor, and I don't think it's doing him much of any good. Well, Bill Sardi is a health consultant. Bill, what do you think about that?
Well, certainly Americans have really bought into the assumption that if you lower a number, you're going to be healthier and live longer. And then with everyone doing it, with every food manufacturer saying low cholesterol, no cholesterol, with every doctor pushing that idea, everybody assumed, without having to look for themselves, that lowering cholesterol meant that you were going to live longer and be healthier. It's just a number. It has nothing to do with how long you're going to live and actually how healthy you're going to be. And if you control your cholesterol throughout all of your life, the best you're going to get out of this is 6 months more of life, if at all, any advantage whatsoever. In fact, what we see is that originally the cholesterol-lowering statin drugs didn't lower the mortality rate at all, and that's because they could only lower cholesterol by about 20%. It's only when they made them, quote, more toxic, that is, stronger. And that's exactly what they are, a liver toxin. That's where your cholesterol is made, is in the liver. And, of course, it's a natural part of your body to make cholesterol. Understand, without cholesterol, vitamin E is transported to your tissues on cholesterol. So is beta-carotene and lutein and lycopene and many other fat-soluble nutrients. You need cholesterol in your body. If you don't have it, your mood will drop. Your hormones won't be made correctly. So the liver knows what it's doing. It's been making cholesterol for you since childhood, and, of course, it does that quite well. In order to get it to stop making the cholesterol, you have to take a toxin and, of course, induce it into the liver, which is what we do with statin drugs, and it interrupts the normal function of the liver, and, of course, we call those liver toxic agents. This is would be similar to you going up on a hillside and eating some poison mushrooms, because that's what they do. They're toxic to the liver. Small amounts and slowly destroy your liver, and that's what it does. Your liver, you have to be checked for elevated liver enzymes, which is a sign of liver disease when you're taking these drugs. So this is exactly what you're doing. And, of course, as many people die of a heart attack with a cholesterol under 200 as over 300. So it leaves us to great question. You don't hear about this. Fortunately, there are a lot of conservative doctors out there who don't buy into this. But on the other side, there's plenty who are looking at you square in the 40 and telling you better get on this before you die.
Some sort of fanatic who snuck up behind him and shot him, and that's why he died. What did you find as you've investigated
fortunately,
this?
Fortunately, most people in Israel don't believe that anymore.
All right, but the people in America...
We're talking to the virgin grass, I take it. All right, here's what really happened.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to introduce our special guest for today. It's Bill Sardi. And Bill is a health journalist. He studies, reads all the medical journals, and analyzes various issues. He has his own company that produces certain products. But we have him here because he's certainly one of the most astute observers I know on what's really going on in our society today. Now, we have been talking about the statin drugs, Lipitor and other drugs, supposed to lower your cholesterol. After all, you know, if we don't get your cholesterol down, one day you're going to die. Well, I think this is ever perpetrated on the American people. Bill, would you like to sort of pick up and get into the background of what the real story is as far as this is concerned? And what are the statistics? How many lives do we save with Lipitor a year?
Well, I'm going to have to look up the exact figures again, but people take the cholesterol-lowering statin drugs and every year, and that is to save a theoretical or an imagined a few thousand lives a year. We're not sure if that really is doing it, but according to some of the studies, if you extrapolate into larger numbers, but millions of people have to take this. So what this means is 99 out of 100 people will receive no real benefit out of taking statin drugs. So how do you tell people wasting hundreds, even $1,000 a year, some of these drugs cost, and you're going to have no benefit out of it? It's because when you look at millions of people, the benefits appear, and therefore they can say a few thousand lives are saved. But what's the chance you are going to, it's like the lottery, you know, what's the chance you're going to, so you literally less than 1 out of 100 really benefit this. Yes, the nurse escape a non-fatal heart attack, but how about that heart attack that causes death? That's the end point that we measure all this by. We're not just after numbers, after all. We're actually trying to live longer and escape the major heart attack that we're looking at. And, of course, we can't show that. And in order to do it, we have to use higher and higher doses of these statin drugs. Now, I had a gentleman communicating with me on the interview weeks, and he was taking 40 milligrams of the Crestor. This is a statin drug that's new and toxic and presents problems, and he was convinced
that... Hold that thought right there for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this afternoon is Bill Sardi. We're talking about one of the people recently who was on one of the statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and this is one of the greatest scams of all time. We're just not getting the truth from our doctors, because the doctors are not getting it from the drug companies, and the drug companies, you know, are able to control what the doctor gets at his medical meetings and what he gets in his medical journals, because they're actually putting out the money. And unfortunately, we have a lot of scientific studies where doctors kept paid big bucks to come up with conclusions that the drug companies want. And unfortunately, if you are doing investigation and you come up with a study that shows that a drug isn't any good, do you think that drug company is ever going to come to you again and give you big bucks to do another study? And unfortunately, doctors, because we've lost the moral foundation in our society, there are an awful lot of people who'll do anything to get the big bucks. They work in government, they work for the drug companies, and I think this is one of the greatest scams ever put on. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, Chris, the public believes there's someone out there protecting me, FDA, they had to go through that, and so on. We just don't realize how pervasively the drug companies have bought off the various agencies of government, and certainly our politicians, so that they can kind of lean on the agencies of our government. And, you know, once money's being made and jobs and people are employed by something, it's really hard to get the politicians to unwind it all. And, of course, that's what we have, billions of dollars being made on these medicines, in this case the statin drugs for cholesterol. And, of course, it's been said for some time here that when you look at the data on cholesterol and they try and tell you, well, the side effects are minor and the benefits are major. But when we look at this, that isn't really true. And so side effects, say 6% of the patients, actually it looks more like 20%. Now that's 1 in 5, and understand this could be a serious, lethal side effect. That is, as you take a statin drug, this lowers the levels of coenzyme Q10, antioxidant inside your cells that makes cell energy. And without that cell energy, the muscle tissue wastes away. You end up with muscle tissue wasting into the bloodstream, clogs the kidneys, and you could die suddenly. Because what they're saying is that, of course, the risk for that is extremely low, but they never tell you that when they prescribe it to you. It's still a risk, and they're not telling you. And, of course, low coenzyme Q10 levels, that describes what we see when the heart is out of energy. Q10 is used for cell energy in the heart, so that we'd call that heart failure, which is exactly what many people have. And, of course, that defines cancer cells, because cancer cells have low amounts of coenzyme Q10. So you're taking a drug that induces a low level of coenzyme Q10 in the cells that you have. And, of course, that is cause for concern. And even the Ralph Nader organization, Public Citizen, has gone against these statin drugs and tried to say that they're very dangerous, that we're going to have more recalls, more people are going to die as the data comes out, and we should never have approved these. And, of course, maybe they're the only major group that's opposing the statin cholesterol drugs. And, of course, a lot of this is just overlooked. They have healing or another, nothing changes. So what we're really trying to do is get people to live longer and healthier. I don't think with these types of drugs that we have, I mean, here is a wonderful paper by Dr. Joel Kauf, Professor Emeritus from Philadelphia, and of course he's showing us that even just taking fish oils or flax oil does a better job of reducing the overall mortality rate than these statin drugs. So, and by the way, three fatty acids, the oils that we get from fish and flaxseed, which are essential for life. Statin drugs aren't essential, obviously they're synthetic. So yeah, we are concerned about what the public hears in these arenas, and knowing what to do. They do go in for counseling with their doctor. He does tell them that your cholesterol level is up, and that some of the insurance companies are, of course, looking at you and rating your risk. So even to get your insurance now, you're having these PSA tests. Crestor, which is the major drug now being pushed, the major statin drug for cholesterol, tries to drive your cholesterol under 160. Below 160, we see an increase in the risk of cancer and an increased risk in mental depression, and that's because we need cholesterol to maintain our mood, and we need cholesterol to transport antioxidants to our tissues. So we do see some problems here. There is such a thing as too low a cholesterol. On the phone with me bragging their cholesterol is 130 and 120, and I try to tell them, oh, you're in a danger zone, you're in a red zone, and you don't even realize it. And your doctor's not knowledgeable enough to even tell you about this. He's just happy to hear the number is low. One time it was thought that your cholesterol number should be as low as your 100 plus your age. We don't believe that anymore. And so too many times people are frightened. They hear a number. They call me up. They say, my cholesterol's 220, 240. I hardly can yawn or get excited about these numbers. They're just numbers. In a 10-year period, you might have an increased risk that's slight, but this is what's going on. We're frightening the public, and it's good for business for doctors, and frankly, unless doctors have someone else bring the data to them where they can analyze it, they never are in a position to really see, and it's hard for them to sort this all out. Your doctor really never gets the information to analyze this, so in a way, your doctor's buying into a lot of this information, too, without careful analysis. And if you can understand the position a doctor's in, they're very busy, they go to these medical meetings, but the cost of medical meetings today is very high, and so what they have to do is most of the medical meetings are sponsored by the drug companies. And so what are you going to hear? All the reasons of the side effects of the drugs? No, you're not going to hear that. So. And this is what's going on. So the doctors need to get continuing medical education or they won't get recertified. So now you have all of that kind of trouble. The doctors going to meetings and just getting one side of the story until they really buy into it themselves. And I understand. I can full well understand if you can realize the pressure that doctors are under to try and be obligated to their patients 24 hours a day, trying to feed the cat and the dog, make the wife happy and the kids, and still, it's a real challenge. And I know a lot of doctors, to keep up with their profession, They've lost their marriages and so on. So we put a lot of pressure on doctors. We expect a lot of them. I think we need to do more of our own research and know what's best for us and kind of tell our doctors what we think we should be getting and tell them, you know, we don't go along with all those artificial molecules being in our bodies. Isn't there a better way we can do this? And then find some of those things you can do. And, of course, when you find them, share them with your doctor and kind of help lead him out of the woods, because I really do believe a lot of the doctors are just, led in the wrong direction here. So I hate to be a doctor basher. It's easy to be. But let's face it, without our doctors, when a health crisis comes, boy, where would we go? So we really do need our doctors, and of course, we certainly know that when we're in a health crisis. So,
well, you know, at one time, why the normal cholesterol was 230, and then, of course, they decided it should be down around 200, and the only way you can get that down is to begin to use these drugs that poison the liver and get it down that way. Now, have you looked into any of the evidence that some people say there's a direct evidence between the use of Lipitor and certain cancers, and certainly with the spread of cancer? Is there any truth to that?
Well, we think that they're hiding some of the data, and like I say, cancer cells are weak. They're without energy. They don't make energy by the normal breathing or respiration of oxygen, and so they have to resort to fermentation, that is sugar, and it's the fermentation of the sugars that then gives cell energy. So that's the very definition. We're throwing the cells into that backup energy mode because we're taking away coenzyme Q10, and you're just like setting it all up. Now, if you already had cancer, many people have, and they're being given the statin drugs, or in many cases they're high risk, you certainly wouldn't want to be giving them a statin drug. I mean, you're talking about tampering with the very mechanisms that get cancer going. So we are concerned. You bet we are concerned, and we do see that there's a couple of researchers that have led the way on this and trying to tell us all that this is just an area to get into. They're going to have to hide so much information here because it's going to become obvious. Taking a statin drug, if I was in a high risk for cancer or if I had previously had cancer.
Well, now, what happens if you had a cholesterol of 300? Would you take a statin drug at that point?
You know, there are so many better ways to do this. I'm still not alarmed at 300. Now, 300 does tell me the liver isn't right, something's wrong. I think particularly in males or postmenopausal females is that they're accumulating iron. Iron, when there's an excess, gets stored back into the liver. That's when we go down to the store and even buy liver to eat for iron because it's rich in iron. Well, it's stored there. When there's too much iron in the liver, now there is in males because they had no way to get rid of it. Females got rid of the iron once a month in menstruation until they went into menopause, so if they had an early hysterectomy, this might start. As they accumulate iron in the liver, then it hardens the fats and cholesterol in there, and you end up with a condition called fatty liver. One-third of Americans have a fatty liver condition. The way to get this out is to chelate, or that is to remove the excess iron from the liver, and then you'll remove the fats and lower the cholesterol. So frequently when I hear from people in middle age, and particularly with high cholesterol levels over 300, I tell them to chelate. You can do that with rice bran extract. It's called IP6, letter I, letter P, as in Paul 6. It's available in health food stores. You can chelate with that naturally and clean out the fat out of your liver.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sadi, and of course we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who are actually involved in the really opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five rills talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
And I would simply want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty does carry the Miracle 2 soap products. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi. We're talking about the statin drugs, and this is one of, to my estimation, one of the greatest scams ever put over on the American people, and yet almost 50% of some populations of adults have been put on these things to get the cholesterol down. Are we to think that God has done such a terrible job? He gave us all this terrible dysfunction and cholesterol too high. It used to be that the cholesterol was perfectly all right at 230, and then the people who made the statin drugs were able to sell the idea, oh no, you had to have it down less than 200, maybe even less than that. And of course, they're making money like it's going out of style. And I don't really think that it's right. I think there are complications when you begin to poison the liver, which is basically what we're doing. Well, right now we have Ralph calling from Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph. Do you have a question or comment?
Dr. Stan, so glad you're back. I was listening to you last night, and I thought, oh, that guy is amazing. You and others like Bill are in my daily prayer request for your strength and protection. But anyway, Bill, on niacin, vitamin B3, how does that work as far as...
Again, what you're doing, niacin is one of nature's wonderful little molecules, the vitamin B3. Again, you can use it in high dose. Don't take it over 1,500 milligrams. You'll have swelling in your retina. You'll lose your your eyelashes and eyebrows and so on. You start having problems there. But niacin, again, is another liver toxin, believe it or not. And
yeah,
by the way,
I noticed that on the label.
Yeah, I know that. You can actually go to the health food stores, and they also say red yeast rice, like it's an alternative, but red yeast rice has statin molecules in it. Again, niacin and the red yeast rice are toxic to your liver. So we like to think of other ways of doing this. Now, I have a report on my website at askbillsardi.com. It's a three-part report. There's no commercials there. And the last report, part three, goes through natural remedies that you ought to think about for cholesterol. And these, some of them are like taurine. It's an amino acid, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. You can get that at a health food store. Well, taurine makes bile. Well, how do we do that with bile? Bile would help us break down fats and digest our food a little better and keep us from getting gallstones, but it also, by virtue of breaking down our fats, keeps it from clogging in our blood vessels and so on. It is a miraculous, natural way of doing this. So there are ways. If you have high triglycerides, you want to use flaxseed oil or fish oil, because that's the first remedy that you should be thinking of when you have high triglycerides. Now, remarkably, there are lots of natural remedies, and all I can say is go to my website where you can get a whole list of the array of them so that you can kind of see, well, which ones might fit in. There's one that you can try, limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E. It's orange peel oil. It works quite well at reducing cholesterol. These are all non-toxic ways of trying to get at your cholesterol. Magnesium, a natural mineral, does help to lower your cholesterol. So we're just kind of missing some of the wonderful things that nature has at doing this. And, of course, don't forget your diet. And they did show a Mediterranean diet here a few months ago. Was as good as the cholesterol drugs. If you would get into a varied Mediterranean-type diet with lots of polyphenols from the berries and grapes and cherries and even the red wine and so on. So these are things for us to learn so we don't have to resort to these drugs.
Okay, so in other words, you're not a whole lot better off with the niacin.
No, you're not, but in the short term, it might work, but not in the long term. It's going to harm the liver. The reason why they use it is because they're able to get your total cholesterol down and your LDL down, but they're not able to raise your HDL very well, and it seems like niacin seems to help a little bit with that. But again, the world is searching for something that would raise your HDL cholesterol. What in the world is that? That's the good cholesterol. It's what we call reverse cholesterol. It's trucking the cholesterol out of your arteries and back to the liver from where it was originally made. So wouldn't that be nice, something that trucks it out of there so it doesn't clog my arteries? And in fact, in recent months, drug companies have now found a little population of people in Italy that have unusually high HDL cholesterol levels. And they live unusually long, and they're trying to make an anti-aging pill out of an HDL booster, and a drug that would raise your HDL levels, and they're trying to rapidly develop such a pill. You may have heard me talking on Dr.
Yes,
Dan
Yes, I have heard that.
Or heard me talking on the commercials here about Longevinix, which already does that. It's a red wine extract. So.
All right, fine. Well,
okay, thank you, Doctor and Bill.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ben, hang on. We'll be with you as soon as we get back here from the break. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let's just play this.
Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention something about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we do carry at Radio Liberty, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you an awful lot of people who use them tell me that they seem to help rashes and acne and upper gastrointestinal tract symptoms. That's the neutralizing solution, or lower gastrointestinal tract solutions. And I will tell you one thing, that they're good soap products, and we wouldn't be without them. We've used the moisturizing soap. My wife uses the regular soap. We both use the gel, and we think that they're well worthwhile trying, and all we could do is suggest that you order them by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get an introductory offer of all five products, or just get one or two of them, try them, see if they work for you. That's the Miracle 2 soap products, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have with us this afternoon Bill Sardi, and we've been talking about the statin drugs, Lipitor, and similar drugs. And they have sold the American people on the fact that everybody, almost everybody in America, needs to be on these drugs, so they're not going to die. Well, I want to tell you, you're going to die sooner or later. And I don't believe the statistics show that this is going to make that much of a difference. And many of the people who have their heart attacks get them from other things, high level of homocysteine, from infections, chronic chlamydia infections that create the plaques in the arteries. But that's an entirely different subject. Maybe we can touch on that. But right now, let's go to Ben in Salinas. Ben, did you have a question or comment?
Absolutely, sir. Thank you for this wonderful guest. Mr. Sardi, I have a mother that has some heart issues, and we're dealing with issues of chronic fatigue, so I had to put her into a nursing facility. And I've asked many pharmacists about the side effects of Lipitor, and the pharmacists seem to say, oh, it's widely used, it's no danger, no danger. But I also hear from other knowledgeable people like yourself about the possibility of liver toxicity.
Well, originally in the data, it was not to be used on older people because older people's liver is already compromised and the livers don't work well.
Absolutely.
And they weren't going to ever prescribe them in older people. Then they looked the other way and started having screenings at senior centers and giving it to people over 75 years old. It was only meant for middle agers, not for older people. It's too toxic for an older liver, so it should never be used on anybody like 70, 75 years
old.
My mom never, ever.
My mom is 81 and she has this chronic fatigue, so I'm saying, wait a minute now, because she does have some heart issues.
Again, let's go to that. The coenzyme Q10 drops, the cells don't have any energy, and there you are.
Yeah, but and then I talked to her doctor. I've got her in a nursing facility to try to get her strong to bring her home again. And they were giving her 80 milligrams of that Lipitor, and after arguing with them, they said, okay, we'll cut it to 40. And I'm saying, why even 40 if the risk of the liver toxicity...
I'm so glad you called to let everyone know the struggle that they go through here, and so you can protect your loved ones from
yes, sir.
These kinds of things. And And don't let it happen, please. Just stand up and say something, and this is not appropriate. They're not going to live longer. I know that you preciously hold all your loved ones dear to you, but this is not the way to go. By the way, recall that they told us all not to eat eggs for about 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And do you know that the consumption of eggs went from about 320 a year down to about 200 a year?
I know that.
And that the rate of heart disease went up during that time?
Yes, absolutely. And here's the part that really makes me scared, and I know many people with loved ones in facilities are hearing what I'm saying. When you talk to the doctors and say, hey, maybe just cut the Lipitor out, we'll deal with the cholesterol with healthy in healthier ways, then some of these doctors, two that I've spoken with, they get this attitude, well, if you're going to play doctor, you seem to feel like they're telling you, if you're going to play doctor, we'll show you. And like, hey, you know, how many mothers do we have, sir?
Okay, Ben, I agree with you. God bless you. Thanks so
much.
My anger. And let me just cover another solution, another problem, and that is, we've all got to give all the older people influenza shots. Every year we've got to give them influenza shots. We've got to give the children influenza shots because we're from the Public Health Service and we want to protect you from another Spanish flu epidemic. And do you know that back in 1918, 20 million people died in the world, and that's why you should take your influenza shot every year. And they sold us last year, oh, we're just about out of these. You better hurry down and get your influenza shot. We've only got 86 million shots. And so they gave them to all sorts of people, especially older people and especially young people, knowing full well there were toxic levels of mercury in them. And, Bill, did you get that report that I sent you today?
Yes, I did. And, of course, you know, it's startling when you look at it. This is, of course, Dr. Freudenberg, an MD, of course, director of research in immune issues, and showing that those people who got flu shots, let me see how he says it, what he's saying, five consecutive flu shots between 1970 and 1980, this was his study period, they had a tremendous increased risk of getting Alzheimer's disease, 10 times greater than if they had only one shot. So if you just kept getting those flu shots, and I keep telling everyone, we wonder where these autoimmune diseases come from. You think you're never going to get one? This is called lupus. This is called rheumatoid arthritis and so on. This is where your own body turns against you. Your own immune system is all of a sudden eating up your own tissues and so on. Do you want autoimmune disease? You're going to trigger something like this. You keep putting these vaccines into your system. So there's a limit to what the human body, we just can't go on and on. The drug companies want us to continue to invent vaccines they can make money on, and then, of course, make a law that you can't get into college, you can't get into high school unless you have these shots. And, of course, that just locks them into profits by law. And, of course, they've influenced our politicians to do all this, if you can imagine that. So I know that, we're going to have a welcome event in my family here very soon at the age of 59 with my wife at age 45. I married a younger girl, and we're going to have our first child, and we're going to be confronted in that delivery room with a hepatitis shot.
I hope you're not going to take it.
Well, of course, we've got the needle breakers ready, so we're going to bust the needles in the room there. So,
if any of our listeners out there would like a copy of this article, it's an abstract of Dr. Funderburg's work. He's written over 860 or 870 peer review articles. He's one of the most respected people in immunology and vaccines. And if you were to take over a five-year period, influenza shot a year, 5 years later, your chance of having Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%, tenfold. Why? Because of the toxic doses of mercury in there. Maybe there's autoimmune disease as well. But why are you taking the influenza shots? I've never taken an influenza shot because I don't believe in them, because you can get Guillain-Barré and all sorts of other horrible things from them. But it's dramatically increasing the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, and the mercury that they're giving to our children in those vaccines is toxic levels about sometimes 50 times what the EPA says our children can have. But of course, the CDC says, oh, we've got to protect your children. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get some of this work by Dr. Mark Geyer or get our material, we have a four-tape set on mercury and how they're poisoning us. Almost one in six children has some mental aberration because of the mercury that had been in the vaccines. and your doctor doesn't know about it, and you better get informed, and you better inform him so that he can protect the other patients instead of going along with what the medical establishment is pushing, because, boy, there are big profits in this, and that's what's so unconscionable. Well, we've got, is this Ralph calling again? Is this Ralph calling back?
Yes, Dr. Stan, one more thing there. In regards to the statins, this is the latest thing I heard from, guess who, Paul Harvey, the guru of propagandas, in my opinion, but he was talking about the heaven-sent statin drugs. Not only do they take care of the cholesterol, now they find that they're beneficial in multiple sclerosis. And anyway, I've heard that twice now. I don't listen to him that much, but I try to stay on top of it. I'll drop off and listen to your comment on it. Thank you.
We do hear that about all these other diseases, and these are marginal pseudoscience studies, and this is not really stuff that we should be listening to. But, you know, they get it published in the medical literature, and then, of course, it will get front page in the newspapers, and we hear about it, and all of a sudden it's another reason to be taking a statin drug. And, of course, you know, this is just, believe me, when you look at the science, you know, they can manipulate these numbers, and they're all relative numbers. They're not hard numbers. So when they say 30% of a group, there's a 30% reduced risk of anything, that's hardly anything. What that means, it's a relative number. In hard numbers, that's likely to be 1% or less. So you get the idea, it's 30 out of 100. It's 1 out of 100 or less. Just a problem, the way they present the data.
The old figure is that the idea that the figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And when they're getting paid large sums of money by the drug companies to come up with the conclusions they want to, this is what they're doing. I mean, I'll never forget when my doctor wanted to put me on an antihypertensive medication. He told me I just had to get my blood pressure down. It's been up for 50 years, 150. I looked at the statistics on the label, and you analyze it, and really there's not very much difference between the people who took the antihypertensive medication and those that didn't, at least in the studies that they presented, and so I chose not to do that. I don't think after 50 years I'm going to get any advantage by dropping my blood pressure down that far. Now let's get a little bit into Longevinex, because I know that you've been on the front lines of the battle to actually make this product available, and this is the molecule that you find in red wine that you talk about on some of the ads we've run here. But this has really been very, very effective, at least the molecule, hasn't it, been in the laboratory as far as its influence?
Well, absolutely. Just imagine for your audience, if we could just think for a minute, just to make things simple, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could find a drug that did control our cholesterol, raise the good HDL cholesterol, which is a proven way of doing things, making humans live longer? Wouldn't it be wonderful I didn't have to resort to a pill for diabetes and a pill for blood pressure and all these things? This is the promise of red wine molecules. We've known this for decades. We knew this from the day they announced the French paradox in 1991 on the 60 Minutes television show, that people who drank red wine had unusual health, lower risks for heart disease and, of course, cancer and other things. But it was unusual, and it was despite their diet. Now, we understand, you know, so many Americans eating fast food. We've got an obesity problem, of course, in the United States and all these other things. Is there anything that could even overcome a bad diet? That's the promise of these red wine molecules we now find in Longevinex. And, of course, Longevinex, the world's first red wine, stabilized red wine dietary supplement, without the calories, without the alcohol, without the sulfite preservatives. But what it's done is not any red wine pill works. What they found at Harvard was it has to be produced just like wine is, that is, sealed in an airtight capsule and, of course, extracted by fermentation, which is what you get from red wine. But you've got to get it into an airtight capsule, and that was all made possible by a company called Capsugel, who makes airtight liquid products in a capsule under nitrogen. The world's first biologically active red wine pill is Longevinex. It was on New York television last night, all about this in New York City. So is it an anti-aging pill? That's possible. One of the properties of Longevinex is that it raises your HDL cholesterol. Now, we're doing more studies to back up that claim, but what it would do is the drug companies are racing to find something that with all the cholesterol lowering they're doing, they finally realize if you just raised HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, humans would live far longer, not just avoided heart attack. And of course, that would be a wonderful prospect. And of course, they're looking for ways to do this. We already have a product that does this, most likely in red wine, but more moderately so, more responsibly so, more economically so would be Longevinex without all the calories and so on. I know when people hear about red wine, they feel it gives them license to go out and buy a case of red wine and drink it indiscriminately. And I have to tell you, if you have sleep problems, probably a little glass of red wine at bedtime will wonderfully help you. We can't overcome the sedation and the romance of red wine. But I can tell you, for most of us, the problem of the alcohol still poses liver issues and iron overload problems. And so it's much better to get this in a design capsule like the Longevinex. This is a breakthrough. I know you're hearing about it and wondering. Of course, it's been widely heralded, not for cardiovascular reasons, but more for longevity because they believe this is the world's first anti-aging pill. And it works at a genetic level. That is, if you look at old cells in your body, the old cells have 2 million breaks in their DNA genetic material every day. 2 million breaks. Just imagine that kind of a breakage and repair schedule times 60 trillion cells in your body. So imagine you're repairing a bunch of old cars. You've got 60 trillion old cars to repair, and each car has 2 million things wrong with it. That's what our problem is in aging. We can't repair the DNA fast enough. How does Longevinex work? By upregulating an enzyme that repairs your DNA. That's why this is such a big breakthrough. It's working at the genetic level. It's not just that it's an antioxidant. It's not just that it's a blood thinner, which is what it is. It's not that it has many other healthy properties. It is helping repair your DNA, which, of course, we know is a major problem in aging. If we can repair our DNA fast enough and keep the repair schedule up, we will age at a much slower rate. And of course, that's the promise of research done at Harvard where this all started. I did write a book about this, The Anti-Aging Pill. If people want to know more about this, they can call 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. If you're calling to order Longevinex, you'll get a free copy of the book on the anti-aging pill. This is a 192-page book with over 450 references in it. And you're going to get the education of a lifetime there, because this truly is a remarkable breakthrough. And, of course, for your audience, I do like to say that it does confirm many of the reports of super longevity in the Bible. We're aware that way back in Earth's history that maybe the wine, the grapes, had more of these molecules that produce this kind of activation at the genetic level to repair DNA. And it's very possible that the very first people on the planet were drinking wine. We know all the early cultures of the world were wine drinkers in Mesopotamia and Greece and Egypt. And it's possible that the wine they drank will explain the super longevity that we hear in the Bible of Noah living 950, of Adam living 900 years, and so on. And in fact, the first thing that Noah did when he landed the ark was to build an altar to God, and the second thing, of course, was to plant a vineyard. So that's how important it was to them. They knew it was their medicine of the day. Of course, wine in moderation was a rule in the Bible. The wine in the Bible was mingled. They knew about inebriation, so they mingled it with a little bit of water to dilute it down so people wouldn't become so easily inebriated. Of course, we can avoid all of this problem and just take Longevinex. There's no alcohol, calories, or sulfite preservatives, and of course, it'd be a wonderful breakthrough for everybody. And I can tell you, I'm not hearing major side effects whatsoever. I had a man in Hawaii call me, a real health nut, you might say, who has an unusually high HDL cholesterol of 63 for males. That usually never gets above 40 on Longevinex. His HDL cholesterol is 94. I've never heard of such a thing. So we're hearing these reports. Take them as you hear them. If you want to learn more, 866-405-4000.
And I guess, and of course, it's askbillsaudi.com if you'd like to go to Bill's website. Do you have a website for the Longevinex?
Longevinex, LONGEVINEX.com.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks very much for being with us, Bill. It's always
thank
a pleasure.
You. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
We left behind in Vietnam, in Korea. Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV or order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV or now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to mention that we carry Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a board game that's designed to teach you and your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's played very much like Monopoly, and it's actually five board games, two bonus games, and as you progress through the various games, you learn more each time. And by the time you're through the third game, well, you've really got sort of a grasp of the 40 sounds of the English language. Of the 12 rules of the English language, you know why words are spelled the way they are, because there's rules behind everything that's going on. I will tell you that I've had older people who've gotten these programs just for themselves, the games, and they've told me at 60 years of age, they've actually learned a great deal about phonetic reading. And so if you'd like to get a Phenopoly set, most of the programs, $300, $400, $500, $600, this is $139.95, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then remember that later this month, on the 29th and 30th Memorial Day weekend, there's going to be a conspiracy conference held over in the Santa Clara area, close to Great American. And it's a Sheraton Hotel over there, and they're bringing in speakers. They're going to have Joyce Riley and Rodney Stitz and Len Horowitz and Eric Huffmeister and the gentleman we've had recently on chemtrails. Looks like a great list of people. Now, there'll be one or two people there that I might disagree with, but I'm not going to be speaking. I'm going to have a booth there, though. We had a great time when we were there last year. We're expecting to have a great time this year. If you'd like to know more, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Or go to the website at conspiracycon.com. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily a listener-supported, and we do have a few supporters like Bill Sardi who does help us, but I have the greatest respect for his opinions on these issues having to do with health, which is why I put him onto our programs. We have a number of excellent books. We have a four-tape set entitled Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, based upon my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock. We carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Now, the four-tape set is Life-Saving Secrets, the title of the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have another book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and then Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, all by Dr. Blaylock, and we recommend them strongly to you. You need to have the information. You need to find out what they're doing with the vaccines. I suggest our four-tape set on mercury will really make you understand that they are intentionally poisoning the American people. Now, the average doctor wouldn't do that. The average dentist wouldn't do that. But there really are evil and wicked people out there. And if you don't look after your own health, who's going to do it? You need to know about water fluoridation. You need to get our 14% on water fluoridation. Ever since Stan Frenney, Dr. Frenney, came out in 1994 with his report showing how this would influence fertility rates, and in a wide study across America in communities that had fluoridated water, comparing them with parallel communities without fluoridated water, they found that the higher the fluoride level, the lower the fertility, the higher the fluoride level, the higher the fertility. You wonder why so many women are having difficulty conceiving? Why, very simply, they are putting fluoride in the water for population control purposes. You say that couldn't be going on. They couldn't do that. Of course they can do that. If they can put mercury into the vaccine and tell you you've got to get your flu vaccine, knowing full well it's going to lead to Alzheimer's disease, and if you want the copy of that report, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Dr. Funderburg's report, at least an abstract of it, where you can get the place where you can get the original report. Give us a call. We'll be glad to send you free of charge the abstract of Dr. Funderburg's article on the effect of flu vaccines, influenza vaccines, and the relationship to Alzheimer's disease. And I hope you'll take that to your doctor and try to get him to do some research, because if you're going to have to get him educated, he's certainly not going to get educated going to medical meetings or reading medical journals, because the drug companies finance the medical journals. And do you honestly think they're going to push articles in there, bite the hand that feeds them, and is subsidized in the medical journals or the medical meetings? Well, I hope that many of you out there will take up my offer to send a free copy of the article, the abstract of Dr. Funderburg's article. It's just on the relationship between an influenza vaccine and Alzheimer's disease. And then understand what they've done to our children. They've intentionally harmed them. They know that mercury is a toxin. They will tell you, oh, pregnant women shouldn't eat shark or tuna fish because there's mercury in it. And then they give it to our children in the nursery. Well, they're supposedly not doing it now. We don't know whether they've still got it in there or not. But they said that they've taken the mercury out, the thimerosal out of the vaccines. Have they really? Well, we know that they have not taken it out of all the vaccines, and they're still giving toxic doses to our children, and that's why autism's on the rise, and that's why ADH and ADHD and mental defects are on the rise in our children. You would have to be awfully evil to want to hurt children, wouldn't you? But ladies and gentlemen, there are evil people in the world today. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You can get my article on vaccines off of our website at radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get any of the items we've talked about, Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, the 4-tape set, Life-Saving Secrets, the 4-tape set on mercury, 4-tape set on vaccines, 4-tape set on fluoride, call us at 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers. Please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.